In an empty parking lot outside St. Joseph's Church in Spearfish, a man in black throws his leg over a crimson Road King Harley Davidson and hits the start button. Hidden under his black Harley Davidson jacket is a white collar. It's a sign that this is no ordinary biker. Bishop Robert Groose runs the West River Diocese in South Dakota. Groose has thinning gray hair and he could be described as a bit shy. But Groose hopes the bike brings out his approachable side.
Pope Francis says, the bishop needs to get to know the smell of their flock. And so this is a sector of my flock that I'm looking forward to getting to know.
Bishop Groose hopes that straddling a Harley Davidson in a biker outfit makes him more approachable than his clerical garb.
Because of my position, sometimes people think, well, maybe they can never approach the bishop because he's very different than everyone else. But, as I get in among them with my own motorcycle and ride with people, one is the chance for evangelization. It might be a chance to bring people, Catholics, back to the church that have fallen away.
He's decked out in a black Harley Davidson jacket, black pants, and a black long sleeve button up with his clerics. The last thing Bishop Groose wanted was to add a black bike to the mix.
When I was at the Harley dealership, they were asking, what color you want. I said, anything but black. Because I wear black all the time, so it's nice to have a little color. And plus, I think it's easier to be seen, safety-wise, on something this color than something that's black.
This isn't the bishop's first motorcycle.
I had a motorcycle back in the 80s, and I just sold it when I went into the seminary. I just thought I wouldn't have a need for it, and I don't need a big toy like that. And it actually was a little toy, so I never really envisioned myself riding again. But here I am 7 or 8 years later, back on a motorcycle again.
The nearly 3-decade break from riding a motorcycle comes at the suggestion of Monsignor Michael Wooster. He needed a creative way to raise money for a new Newman Center. Wooster says the current center is too small.
Our current Newman Center is a small house kind of on the edge of our church parking lot, and we're about a mile off the campus, and so we have a couple of limitations with what we're doing right now relative to the Catholic students up at Black Hills State University.
A Newman Center provides students Catholic ministry at non-Catholic universities. Bishop Robert Groose says he hopes this ride not only raises money for the center, but also helps the community get to know the clergy.
It lets people know that the church leaders, pastors and the bishop, we like to do other things. We have other interests just besides church. And this is a way for us to participate in these other interests, but also do it in a public way where others can be involved in it as well.
Back in the parking lot, Bishop Groose is astride his Harley. He turns the throttle and lets out the clutch. The bike inches forward and the motor turns over as he takes off. Bishop Groose says he enjoys the thrill of riding like every other biker.
We are normal people, and we like to have fun.
As a bishop, Groose is seen as a leader of a flock. As a biker, he will lead the pack. Groose says it's all for a great cause. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nicole Griffith in Rapid City.